Revi. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Erechin. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, v'yomarto aleihem, and you shall say to them, Ish, a man, kiyafli, who will express orally, neder a vow, be'erekichon nefoshes l'Hashem, saying that he would like to give the value of so-and-so to Hashem. Whether he says, I'd like to give the value of this and this person, or he says, I'd like to give the value of so-and-so's heart, or so-and-so's head, since a head and a heart are vital organs, it is as if he said he'd like to give the value of the complete person, and he must pay to Hegdish the amount stated in the following psukim. But if he says, I'd like to give the value of so-and-so's foot, or so-and-so's hand, then ein bekach klum, he does not have to give anything to Hegdish. And the value of a male, mi ben esrin shana va'ad ben shishim shana, between the ages of 20 and 60, will be according to his age, but not according to his market value. We will not estimate and evaluate how much he is worth to be sold as a slave, but rather his value is dependent on his age. And the value of a male between the ages of 20 and 60 will be 50 silver shekel. And if she is a nekeva, then her value will be 30 shekel. If he says, I'd like to give the value of so-and-so to Hegdish, and this so-and-so is a male between the ages of 20 and 60, then he must give 50 shekel to Hegdish. And if this so-and-so is a female between the age of 20 and 60, then he must give 30 shekel to Hegdish. And if he says, I'd like to give the value of so-and-so, and this so-and-so is between the age of 5 years old and 20 years old, and the value of a male between 5 and 20 is 20 shekel, and the value of a female between the age of 5 and 20 is 10 shekel. It's interesting to note that over here, between the age of 5 and 20, the male is worth double the female, as opposed to between the age of 20 and 60, where the male was not worth double the female, because the male was worth 50 and the female 30. Ve'imi ben chodesh va'ad ben chomesh shanim, and if he says, I'd like to give the value of so-and-so, and this so-and-so is between the age of 1 month and 5 years old, if the male is between 1 month and 5 years old, chamisha shkolim kosef, his value is 5 silver shekel. And the value of a nekeva between the age of 1 month and 5 years old is shloishes shkolim kesef, 3 silver shkolim. Over here we see it is the same proportion as between the age of 20 and 60, because between 20 and 60 it was a ratio of 5 to 3, 50 shekel to 30 shekel. And here too it is 5 shekel to 3 shekel. V'im mi ben shishim shana v'mala, if he says, I'd like to give the value of so-and-so, and this so-and-so is from the age of 60 and up, im zachar, if he is a male, v'hoya erkecha chamisha asa shokel, then his value will be 15 shekel. V'la nekeva, and if she is a nekeva, a female, asara shkolim, then her value will be 10 shekel. And Rashi points out that during the age of 60 and up, the female becomes closer to the value of a male, because we see that the value of a male over the age of 60 goes down to less than one-third of his original value. When he was between the age of 20 and 60, he was worth 50 shekel. Now, over the age of 60, he's only worth 15, which is less than one-third of his original value, as opposed to a nekeva, a female, that goes down exactly one-third of her original value. Because when she was between the age of 20 and 60, she was worth 30 shekel. And now, when she is over 60, she is worth 10 shekel, one-third less than her original value. As the Gemara in Erechin says, Saba bebeisa, an old man in a house, Pacha bebeisa, is something broken in the house. Safta bebeisa, an old woman in a house, Sima bebeisa, is a treasure in the house, Visimana toiva bebeisa, and a good sign to the house. As Chizkuni explains, that since a man's work is dependent on his strength, when he gets older and his strength diminishes, he cannot do his old jobs, and therefore he is worthless in that field. But a woman's job is not as dependent on her strength, and even if she ages and is weaker, she can still do a lot of the jobs that she did when she was younger. Therefore, she is still considered Sima Bebesa, a treasure in the house. And the pasuk continues, V'emachu merakecha, and if the one who made the pledge becomes poor and cannot afford to give that money that he pledged, V'emidoy lefnei hakohen, and the one who made the pledge will set up the nerach, the one whose value is being pledged to stand before the Kohen. V'herach oisei ha-Kohen, and the Kohen will evaluate the Nerach, the one whose value is being pledged. And this evaluation will not be done, like the Pasuk says earlier, according to his age. But rather, the Kohen will evaluate his market value, his value, what he is worth, as being sold as a slave, as Rashash explains in Masechta Erech in Daf Dalet. The Kohen will evaluate how much the one who made the pledge can afford after leaving him with his basic necessities. How much can he afford to pay out of the worth of the Nerach, out of the worth of the person whose value was being pledged? What does it mean we leave him with his basic necessities? We leave him with a bed, a pillow, a blanket, and also with the tools that he needs to do his job. If he drives a donkey, we will leave him with his donkey. And after we leave him with those basic necessities, the Kohen will evaluate how much he can afford now to pay to Hegdish with what remains with the money that is left over. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Beis, Ki Yafli, Yafresh Befiv, he will express orally. A neder must be done orally, and not b'machshava, not through one's thoughts. According to the value of his soul, litein erech nafshoi, to give the value of so-and-so's soul. Loimar, to say, erech, the value, dover shenafshe tuyaboy, of what this person's life is dependent on, olai, should be upon me. He says, I would like to give the value of so-and-so's head, or so-and-so's heart. Then he must give the total amount stated in the pasuk further. Even though he did not say, I'd like to give the value of the whole person, only of his head or his heart, it is considered as if he said the value of the whole person, since these are vital organs which his whole life is dependent upon. Zokt Rashi, v'hoya erechecha, and his value will be, ein erech zeh loshen damim. The word erech over here does not mean market value. Ela bein shehu yoker, whether this person is worth a lot of money, bein shehu zoil, whether he is worth a little money, kifi shanov, according to his age, hu erech hakotev olav b'parsha zu, is the value that is set up in this parsha. We do not look at his market value, but rather by his age. Zokt Rashi, erechecha, kimoy erech. It is as if it says erech with one chaf. V'kefel ha-chofen lo yodati me'ezel lashon hu. I do not understand why the pasuk writes two chofen. Because typically when a chof is at the end of a word, it means your. Erkecha, your value. But in this pasuk, erkecha does not mean your, but rather it means value, as if it says erech. And Rashi does not understand why it says the word with two chofs. Ve'im ben chamei shonim, and if he is between the age of 5 and 20, lo sheyehe anoider katan. We are not talking about that the one who made the pledge was a katan, a minor between 5 and 20. She'im b'divrei katan klum, because the words of a katan who make a pledge is worthless. Ela only gadol she'omar, a gadol, an adult that said erech katan azeh shehu ben chamei shonim olai. The value of this katan who is between the age of 5 and 20 should be upon me. It's not that the katan made the pledge, but rather a gadol made the pledge, pledging the value of a katan. V'imi ben shishim shana, and if he pledges the value of somebody who was 60 and up, kishemagia l'mehazikna, when one reaches old age, ha'isha kroiva l'hichoshev ke'ish, the value of a woman is closer in value to the value of a man. L'fichach, therefore, ha'ish poiches bizdakna yoser mishlish be'erkoi. A man went down in his value to less than one-third of his original value, because he was originally worth 50 shekel, and now he is only worth 15. But a woman only goes down in value to one-third of her original value. She was worth 30, and now she is worth 10. And that's what the Gemara says in Erechin. Da'amri inchi, people say, Saba bebesa, an old man in a house, Pacha bebesa, is something broken in the house. Safta bebesa, but a old woman in a house. Sima bebesa, is a treasure in a house. Visimana toiva bebesa, and a good sign to the house. Zakrashi v'imachu, if he becomes poor, she'en yode maseges liten arech hazeh, he cannot afford to give this amount of money to give his pledge. Then v'emidoi, the one who made the pledge, shall set up l'nerach, the one whose value was being pledged, lifnei ha-kohen, before the kohen. V'yarichenu, lefi haseges yode shel marech, and the kohen will evaluate and decide how much the one who made the pledge can't afford to pay out of the value of the Nerach, the one whose value was being pledged. Al pi asher tasek yadoi, according to what the kohen decides he can afford, lefi ma asher yesh lo yisad renu, according to what he has, the kohen will arrange his payments. V'yasher lo kedei chayav, but he will leave him with his necessities for life. Mita, a bed, car, a pillow, v'cheses, and a blanket, uklei umnes, and the tools he needs for his work. Im hoye chamor, if he drove a donkey, masher lo chamoroi, he leaves him with his donkey. The Chida in Sefer Nachal Kidumim explains the connection between the parasha of Erechin and the parasha of the Teichacha. And he says because there are 45 curses mentioned in parashas Bechukosai and another 98 mentioned in parashas Kisavai for a total of 143 curses. We also find in the parasha of Erechin a total of 143 shekel. If you count all the shkolim in the parasha, the 50 shekel of a zachar and the 30 shekel of an akeva between the ages of 20 and 60, the 20 shekel of a zachar and the 10 of an akeva between the ages of 5 and 20, the 5 shekel and the 3 shekel between the age of 1 month and 5 years, and the 15 and the 10 for a male and a female over the age of 60, the total is also 143. The Pasuk is telling us that through Erechin and giving money to the Beis HaMikdash, you will be able to wipe away the 143 klolos. It is also interesting to note that Rashi is medayik that when a person reaches over the age of 60, the value of a nekeva is closer to the value of a male, a zachar. But Rashi does not say anything concerning the age of 5 to 20, where over there we see that the difference between a male and female is greater because the male is double the female. Why isn't Rashi medayik over there too, just like he was medayik by over the age of 60? And the pasuk continues. We mentioned earlier by Erechin that if somebody says the value of so-and-so's hand is upon me to give to Hekdesh, Loya Maklum, it's nothing. He does not have to give anything. The pasuk is now saying that this is not so concerning an animal. If somebody says Raglo shel zu oilo, the foot of this animal should become a carbon oilo, the halacha is that it does become Kodesh. What do we do with this animal? We sell it to somebody that wants to bring a carbon oilo, and the person who's selling it will receive the value of the whole animal minus the value of the foot, because the foot is kodesh, and therefore it cannot be sold, and he cannot be paid for this foot. And by selling it to somebody who wants to bring a carbon oila, it will come out that this leg, which he said, raglo shelzu oila, will end up on the mizbeach. And the pasuk says, "Vim behema asher yakrivu mimeno carbon lashem." And if we are talking about an animal that could be brought as a carbon for Hashem, kol asher yitein mimenu Hashem yiyeh kodesh. Anything that he will give to Hashem will become kodesh. Even if he says raglo shelzu oilo, just the leg alone should become a oilo, it will become kodesh because we will sell it to somebody who wants to bring a carbon oilo. Zok Rashi, kol asher yitein mimenu, any part of the animal that you will be magdish will become holy. Amar raglo shelzu oilo, if somebody says the leg of this animal should become a carbon oilo, devarav kayomin, his words are fulfilled. V'timoche l'tzarche oilo, and this animal will be sold to somebody who needs to bring a carbon oilo. V'domeh chulin, and the value of the rest of the animal will be chulin, not holy, in the hand of the one who sold it. Chutz midmei oisei ha'ever, except for the value of this limb, of this leg, that will be holy, and he will not be paid for the value, because he did not own this aver, this leg, because it became hegdish. Therefore, he cannot be paid for this leg, but he will be paid for the value of the rest of the animal. And the pasuk continues, Lo yachalifenu, he may not exchange a carbon, Velo yomir oisei, and he may not substitute it, whether he is exchanging it for the worse. Toiv, if he has an animal that belongs to Hegdish, which is a toiv, a good animal, a tam without a mum, Berah, he may not exchange it for a balmum. And even to exchange it for better quality, Ra, if he has an animal that belongs to Hegdish, which is a balmum, Betoiv, he may not exchange it for a better animal, for a tam, one that does not have a mum. V'mhomer yomer behema bivehema, and if he will exchange one animal for another, v'hoya hu usmurasa yiyeh kodesh, then both the original animal and the one he traded it upon will both become holy. And the Mefarshim asks, once the pasuk says that he may not switch it for a better quality animal, he may not switch a balmum for a tam, why does the pasuk have to say toiv bara, that he may not switch it for lesser quality, a tam for a balmum? And the Mefarshim answer that there are two sections to this pasuk. The first section is that one may not exchange one animal for another. And not only may he not exchange for a lesser animal, but even for a better animal. And the chiddush of the pasuk is, Oira b'toiv. Even a balmum cannot be exchanged for a toiv, a tam, an animal without a mum. Over there, the bigger chiddush is, ra b'toiv. But concerning the second half of the pasuk, the bigger chiddush is toiv bara, because the second half of the pasuk says that if you do exchange one animal for another, they both become holy. Over there, the chiddush is that if one exchanges a toiv bara, a tam with a balmum, not only is the tam holy, but even the balmum which he exchanged it upon will also get kedusha. So over there, the chiddush is toiv bara, and that's why the pasuk has to say both cases. Zakrashi Pasuk Yud, he is not allowed to exchange and substitute Toiv Bera, a good one, for a bad one, which means Tam Bebalmum. He cannot exchange a Tam that belongs to Hegdish for a Balmum. Oira B'toiv, he may not even exchange for a better quality, a Balmum for a Tam. The Kolshkein, and all the more so, Toiv B'toiv Bera Bera, a good for a good one, and a bad for a bad one. If he is not allowed to exchange a bad one for a good one, then he definitely cannot exchange good for good and bad for bad, which are equal quality. And the pasuk continues by telling us that if somebody is magdish an animal, the only way that this animal can be redeemed from hegdish is only if it has a mum. And the pasuk says, "Vim kol behemah tmeah, and any behemah tmeah asher lo yakrivu mimeno korban lashem, that cannot be brought as a korban." The pasuk is not talking about behemah tmeah, a non-kosher animal, but rather an animal that is kosher, that has a mum, and therefore cannot be brought on the mizbeach. That's why the pasuk says, "Behemah tmeah asher lo yakrivu mimenu korban lashem." It is tameh in the fact that it cannot be brought as a korban. It has a mum. So if it has a mum, then it can be redeemed. The hemet es habehema lefnei hakohen, and the behema will stand and be placed before the kohen. The herach hakohen oisa, and the kohen will evaluate this animal, bein toiv uvein ra, whether it is good or bad. Ke'erkecho hakohen kengiye, according to the evaluation of the kohen, so will be its price of redemption if somebody else will come and redeem it. But v'im goyel yugoleno, if the person who was magdashit wants to redeem it himself, then the halacha is v'yosef chamishisoy al erkecho. He must add 1/5 to the evaluation of hegdish. It is not sufficient for this person to give what hegdish says it was worth. He must add 1/5 to this price. And the Rambam explains the reason. Because the Torah understands the nature of a person. The person's nature is that he tries to accumulate and to gather as much wealth as he can, as many possessions as he can acquire. And therefore we are afraid that this person who has magdish something will have charata and decide that he wants it back. Therefore the Torah tries to deter him and therefore adds 1/5 to his redemption money. Ve'ish ki yagdish es beisoy kodesh lashem, and if a person will be magdish his house, ve'arichoy ha-kohen, and the kohen will evaluate this house, bein toiv uvein ra, whether it is good or bad, kashi yarech oisei ha-kohen ken yokum, according to the evaluation price of the kohen, so it will remain, and anybody else who wants to redeem this house from hegdish will pay that price. But if the person himself who is magdish the house wants to redeem it, then the halacha is the Yosef Chamishis Kesef Erkecha Olav V'Hoyaloi. He must add 1/5 to that price, and then it will become his. Just like we said, by the redemption of a behema that he was magdish, so is the halacha that he must add 1/5 by a house that he was magdish. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph Im Kol Behema. The balas mum hakosav medaber. The pasuk is talking about an animal that has a mum. She tmei lakrova. It is tamei concerning that it cannot be brought on the mizbeach. For the medcha hakosav, and the pasuk is teaching us over here, she'ein kachim tmimim yoytzin lechulim bepidgin, that if you have kachim that do not have a mum, they may not be redeemed lechulin ela imkein humamu, unless they have a mum. The only way one can redeem kachim is only if the animal has a mum. Ke'erkecha ha-kohen ken'yeh, according to the valuation of the kohen, so will be the price. L'shar kol odom, to any other person, ha-bolik noitzoy, that is coming to buy it mi'ad hegdish from hegdish. But v'mogoyel yigoleno, if the one who is magdish it wants to redeem it, he must add 1/5. By the original owners, the Torah was more stringent with them to add 1/5 to the evaluation of Hegdish. And so is the halacha if one is magdish a house, and then he himself wants to redeem it. V'chein b'magdish es asode, one who is magdish his teachuza must add a fifth if he himself wants to redeem it. V'chein b'pidyon ma'aser sheni, and so too one who wants to redeem ma'aser sheni and transfers the kedusha of the fruits onto his own money, he also has to add a fifth. Habaylin masif chaimish, the owners add a fifth. V'loy shakol odom, but other people do not add a fifth. They will pay the evaluation of Hegdish.